It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia. Right now, when the media here in the United States is consumed with the aftermath of last Friday's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has made a pretty significant move himself. He has informed his close ally, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, that he has approved deploying nuclear-capable long-range missiles to Belarus. Now bear in mind, Belarus is a buffer state between Russia and the NATO nations of Western Europe. So this is rather a big deal. Lukashenko's been offering to host Russian nuclear weapons as a deterrent to the West since even before the invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. This move is likely to be viewed in the West as a first step towards moving toward a heightened nuclear posture, shall we say, in Eastern Europe. Tensions are growing. Meanwhile, Putin's close ally and the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, warned NATO that moving on the Crimean Peninsula, that's that area seized from Ukraine by Russia back in 2014, that would spark World War III. Medvedev said, "For us, Crimea is part of Russia, and that means forever. Any attempt to encroach on Crimea is a declaration of war against our country." Step by step, we just step back and look at the history of the lead up to World War I, and it looks a lot like what we're seeing happening each day here. But again, here in the West, we're so tied up with our own internal politics, we're failing to see what's happening right in front of our eyes. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is in Tajikistan today. He's going to travel to Turkmenistan for a summit of Caspian Sea nations. That's significant because that region is very hydrocarbon-rich, oil, natural gas. Western oil companies have wanted to get their hands on some of that stuff for a long time. Control of Central Asia, as the old political theory goes, means control of the world island, Eurasia, everything from Kamchatka to Ireland. And it's so important that Putin is traveling for the first time, leaving the country for the first time since the invasion of Ukraine to take part in this summit. Topic number 4, the economy. Not here, talking about the Japanese economy here. The Bank of Japan has crossed a rather significant milestone this week. It's been investing in private markets for quite some time now. Several years ago, 3 years ago, the Bank of Japan, which is Japan's central bank, its equivalent of the Federal Reserve, became a top 10 shareholder in half of all of the companies in Japan. I mean, think about that. Investing directly into corporations in Japan is a top 10 shareholder in half of the companies in Japan. And this week, the Japanese Central Bank, the Bank of Japan, has invested so heavily in Japanese government bonds that it now owns more than half of the Japanese government bonds in circulation. This is a big deal. This is a distortion of the bonds market. Yield curves are not normal. Shorter-term bonds, 7 to 9 year bonds, paying out more right now than 10-year bonds, which is not normally the way that works. Normally, you hold the bond longer, you get more money back. Not in Japan. Anyway, the problem for the Bank of Japan is that it apparently can't stop buying and pull itself back out of the private markets because, according to the Japan Center for Economic Research, the Bank of Japan needs to increase its holdings of Japanese government bonds by 120 trillion yen from the current level of over 500 trillion yen to keep long-term interest rates artificially low, 0.25%, in hopes of starting the Japanese economy moving on its own. The problem is, this means it's buying up lots and lots of bonds. It's already closing in on 60% ownership of all Japanese government bonds. And at this rate, all other things being equal, the Japanese Central Bank will own all of the Japanese government bonds within 10 years. In other words, to boil it down to a single sentence, the Bank of Japan is single-handedly propping up the economy of Japan for now, because this is not sustainable. Topic number 3, hurricanes and gas prices. 3 tropical disturbances are being watched closely for how they might impact gasoline and diesel prices here in the United States, which, as you know, are at record highs. The first system is an area of low pressure in the northern Gulf of Mexico, headed for western Texas within the next couple of days. A lot of refining capacity in that region and along the Gulf Coast. In fact, most of the refining capacity here in America is along the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana. The second is this disturbance here. It's called 94L. Invest 94L has a 70% chance of cyclone formation in the next 48 hours, 90% chance within 5 days. Following behind it is a tropical wave with a 20% probability of developing into a storm over the next 5 days or so. The thing is this, the bottleneck in refining is a major driver of the record high prices of gasoline and diesel fuel in the United States. And all it would take is one or more major hurricanes making landfall, shutting down the refining capacity, which is already not sufficient to keep up with demand, to drive prices to apocalyptic levels. Topic number two, UFOs at sea. Sailors on board a fleet of U.S. Navy warships sailing off Southern California in July of 2019, witnessed several of the ships being swarmed by a host of unidentified flying objects. Now, we've talked about this before. This went on for hours, happened again and again throughout the month of July 2019. Craft hovering around and the fleet with flashing multicolored lights. According to the Daily Mail, which oddly enough does better reporting on things here in the U.S. than the American media, the Daily Mail, Navy chiefs had tried to explain away the incident, saying they were reasonably confident that the objects were drones. We reported on that previously. They blamed it on a Hong Kong-flagged cargo vessel called the Bass Strait. But contrary to the official Navy version of these events, it does not seem plausible that the Bass Strait was the source of these drones. According to one source, filmmaker Jeremy Corbell, we don't know yet what exactly these craft were, but whatever they are, their abilities and presence alone represents a serious national security issue and shouldn't be dismissed out of hand. The videos, which were verified by the Pentagon, pictured flashing objects hovering above the U.S. Navy ships. Last week, the Navy released briefing slides suggesting the craft were quadricopter-style unmanned aerial systems. And again, blaming it on the Hong Kong-flagged Bass Strait cargo ship. But according to Navy documents released under a Freedom of Information Act request, that freight ship, the Bass Strait, was docked in Long Beach, more than 100 miles away at the time that these craft were spotted by our sailors, which makes it unlikely that they were the source of the drone swarm. Doesn't mean they're extraterrestrial, but it would be nice to know exactly what those things were. Coming up, 14-year-old boy starts his own business, and you'll never guess why. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full End Times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's End Times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, this, we need more of this. Teenage kid in Casey, South Carolina, started his own small lawn mowing business, make a little extra cash, because at age 14, you're too young to get hired by anybody. Why did he need the money? Not to buy video games or snacks or whatever it is 14-year-old boys do. It's to pay for his own adoption. Tice Pender already considers Eric Jenkins to be his dad, but it's not yet official. To be made official through adoption, well, that costs money. And he's trying to help. More than 10 years ago, back in 2010, Jenkins started dating Pender's mother, Marcy. And after the couple got married, talk began about adopting Pender and his brother, Ty Lee. Despite having a lawyer who's willing to take the case pro bono, means no fee, the adoption is still going to cost the family thousands of dollars. Money is tight these days, and so Pender is stepping up to help. Tice said, this is important because Eric teaches me respect, independence, and what a man is supposed to be. If anything ever happens to my mom, Eric is who I want to live with. Court is expensive, and I thought I could make enough money to pay for the adoption. He's not doing it for himself. He's doing it to become part of that family, officially. He's out there sweating in other people's yards to help his stepdad pay to officially adopt him and his brother. And I'm not crying, you're crying. America needs more of this. Skywatch Films, proud to present cutting-edge documentaries that deal with topics that most churches don't have the time to research. We take nothing away from the pastors who are out there working hard and have their plates overflowing with demands on their time. So when it comes to things like the UFO phenomenon, like the transhumanist movement, like dark issues, like child trafficking, especially for occult purposes, that's why Skywatch Films is here. These documentaries, all available with instant access in full HD, streaming on demand. You can also get the DVDs. We got links for that as well if you want to get hard copies. But if you want to watch in full HD with instant access for as little as $2.95, just log on to skywatchfilms.com. Skywatchfilms.com. We're going back to the Holy Land next spring, and we'd like you to join us as we take you on a unique, one-of-a-kind tour of Israel. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, we will take you from Galilee in the north, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum, the Golan Heights, where we'll visit the Wheel of the Giants, Gilgal Rephaim, an ancient megalithic monument devoted to the cult of the dead, within sight of Mount Hermon. And then we'll visit Jerusalem. We'll ascend to the Temple Mount. We'll show you the tunnels underneath the Western Wall. We will go to the Mount of Olives. You will see the direction from which the Messiah, when he returns, will cross from the Mount of Olives to that Eastern Gate. And then take the three-day extension with us over to Jordan, and we will go up Mount Nebo. You will see what Moses saw, his only view of the Holy Land. Find out more. The itinerary is posted online. Get a breakdown of costs and reserve your place for Skywatch TV's 2023 Tour of Israel. SkywatchInIsrael.com. SkywatchInIsrael.com. Ragnarok, the new documentary from Josh Peck and Skywatch Films. It is eye-opening. The incoming asteroid Apophis. Is NASA hiding something about its actual trajectory? And what is this thing? Is it a space rock, or is it a supernatural entity? Or both? That and more, part of our four-week investigative series based on the new documentary film Ragnarok. Don't miss the broadcast. Our schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the show right now and actually get an early look at next week's program, because next week's program will be released tomorrow, Thursday, on our Roku channel and Apple TV. Rest of the world doesn't get to see it until Sunday. Of course, you could also download our free mobile app, because it goes there at the same time it hits Roku. This mobile app is absolutely free. Not only gets you all of our video content, but a calendar of upcoming events and news updated 3 times a week of stories that the mainstream media just doesn't cover. It is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores to make it easy to find the one that's right for your device at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.